Welcome to today's Strategic Housing Podcast, where our goals are to connect people, share innovative ideas, and collaborate with partners on affordable housing opportunities and replicable models that strengthen our communities in Kentucky and across the nation. My name is Edwin King, the Executive Director of the Kentucky Housing Corporation. Today's podcast features a very special guest, Rob Perez, who has over 30 years of restaurant experience. Rob has seen firsthand how to build restaurant brands. Along with his wife, Diane, he founded Deviate Kitchen as a social enterprise focused on giving second chance employment opportunities to people in recovery from drug or alcohol addiction through vocational on-the-job training. Deviate Kitchen focuses on providing top quality food, service, and atmosphere for every guest and by providing a better than expected dining experience. The hope is to build a new standard for the second chance employee to live by and to change the way the guests perceive people in addiction recovery. Welcome to our podcast, Rob. Thanks for being a guest with me today and sharing your story and your mission and helping others deviate from their past lifestyle and live healthier and successfully.
Thank you so much.
Can you please share with our audience about what Deviate Kitchen is as a social enterprise and about its important mission?
Yeah, so Deviate Kitchen is designed to be a triple bottom line business. We're a restaurant that hires people that are in early stages of recovery. And the idea is that each week we sit down and say, okay, are we financially stable? Second, are we socially impactful? Are we doing the best job we can to help people? And then third, how are we spiritually touching people? What is the difference we're making in their spiritual life?
That's great. Well, so what inspired you to create the approach for Deviate Kitchen?
Oh, 100% my wife. It was absolutely her heart, her brain, her love for people that really inspired this. And I actually was the poster child of saying no, and it couldn't be done. We couldn't open up a restaurant that had to be self-sufficient and hire people that were unpredictable. I didn't think that we could do it, and it took her 5 years to convince me.
Wow. Well, good for her. So how do potential employees learn about the kitchen and how do they apply?
Well, we have struck relationships up with five different residential living facilities, and we've come up with an idea that we think is pretty strong. And in the first year has been very strong about how to predict the workforce to address specifically what my concerns were. And that was, how do you get folks that have a reputation of not being reliable, not being on time, not being motivated to potentially be motivated and ready to work and fired up about their job? And I had to come to grips with the idea that I couldn't help everybody. So I probably needed to help people that were trying to help themselves. And so we strike up relationships with these residential living facilities because the folks that are there are at a point in their life where they're trying to help themselves become recovered as opposed to being addicted. And so either their family has convinced them, the court has convinced them, or they themselves has convinced themselves that they need a deeper dive into recovery. So they're living specifically at a residential living facility. They have a roof over their head. They have three squares. They're working a 12-step program. They have a social worker that checks up on them, and they are tested each week for drugs or alcohol. And so what we do is we call up the houses when we need someone to fill a position, and we say, hey, can we hire someone in your group? Do you have someone that's ready? And if they do, we hire them pretty much on the spot without any questions. And we just let them know that they have to sign a document, a HIPAA document, saying that if they break any of the rules of the house, they automatically lose their job. The rules of the house is you check in and out, you work a program, you interface with your social worker, and you test out clean every single week. If you break any of those rules and you're the best employee Deviate ever had, you're still terminated immediately. So what in effect is happening is that we have super high accountability, and it's important for them, but also we validate that they're serious about their recovery and not using currently. And, you know, our turnover rate, even though we're, you know, really stringent on rules and standards and effort, is only 60%, and it's over 100% for fast casual restaurants in America.
So I know oftentimes it's a little easier to see a need. However, the challenge is providing the right model to meet that need, but also certainly the funding aspect of it is a challenge. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how long the kitchen's been in operation and how it's funded?
Yeah, absolutely. So we opened up the 28th of August in 2017. We are a social enterprise that's kind of built in a, you know, unique model. So what we did is we created the social enterprise, and a social enterprise for everybody, just to recap, it's a for-profit business, and that for-profit business has no specific benefits for being a social enterprise. You have to pay all the taxes. You don't get any benefits. It's a for-profit business. So we came up with a budget to open up the restaurant of $400,000. And I went, along with my wife, we went to general contractors, lawyers, CPAs, sign makers, landscapers, anybody that we needed services or goods from. And we said, look, in our operating agreement, my wife and I can't take more than the highest paid hourly employee, and we want to hire people to try to help in their recovery from drugs or alcohol. Because of that, would you give us a discount? Would you do it for gift certificates, or would you do it for free? And because of the wonderful people of Lexington and the Bluegrass, they lowered our budget from $400,000 to $250,000. In our other three restaurants here in Lexington, wow, we had taken a quarter of the restaurants and sold them to private investors. And we didn't know if it would work, but we decided we'd try to do that with a social enterprise. So what we did is we went to people that are in the business community that may have a heart for this, either addiction or just helping people. And we went to them and said, hey, look, we have this social enterprise that would help people in early stages of recovery. And we want to do that through our business. And we want to do it as a restaurant. And we want to know if you would give us a 5-year interest-free loan for, you know, for 5 years. What you need to know is that we're going to pay people 20% more than market. And it has a traditionally high turnover and low production rate from the people that we're hiring. And you also need to know that just general restaurants in America, 7 out of 10 restaurants fail before their third anniversary. So do you want to hear more about this investment? So it sounds like the worst strategy in the whole wide world, right? Well, in 7.5 weeks, we didn't have $250,000. We had $300,000. And the generosity of the general public that kind of grabbed onto this idea and felt inspired to donate with the high risk that they're going to lose their investment did it, and did it fast. It was really, really a testament to the beautiful people here in Kentucky.
Wow. Wow. Remarkable. So how do you connect with the communities so that they can connect to your mission and get involved to support Deviate Kitchen?
Well, I think that first and foremost, my wife and I have three restaurants here in town, and we try to be active in each of those restaurants where we go to tables and we talk to people, and we try to make our relationships good. We do what we say. We say what we're going to do. And I think that we have been blessed that people like what we do generally, and we've built up some social capital. And so we aren't afraid to call people and just ask, even if we don't know them. And so the relationships were just picking up the phone, whether it was, you know, trying to find a service, trying to find a product, trying to find an investor that we may not have known. It was all through relationships.
That is great. So as a restaurant with a purpose, Deviate is starting to get national attention, such as some articles, I believe, in the New York Times. So what has that been like?
Well, it's humbling, and it's almost a little bit backwards. It's pretty funny that places like, you know, New York Times and, you know, NBC News has done stuff with Deviate. And it's kind of crazy that this is a novelty almost. It's kind of crazy that this is unique. The need is so great to offer people that are trying to help themselves to have opportunity for really a job. And it's kind of crazy. It's a little bit baffling, to be honest. And it's a little bit overwhelming, to be honest, too.
Well, it really looks like there's a lot of momentum behind you. What is next for you in growing this mission and expanding Deviate Kitchen?
We don't know for sure. We feel like we're being nudged, you know, by the Holy Spirit, to be honest, to try to figure out if there is a way to put another Deviate with a good sized bakery behind it and see if, you know, an MSA with 350,000 people can support two Deviates and a bakery. The bakery is going to be designed to sell wholesale and retail bakery products to businesses so that they would use it and sell it, kind of build our own economy. So the width of the door wouldn't, you know, kind of be the only inhibitor to business, but we could go to business ourselves. As part of that bakery, we're going to try to figure out how to sell our cinnamon rolls mail order and try an internet mail order business with our bakery products. And we're in the middle of development on that. The whole idea is to develop the bakery so that we can teach some of our long-term employees the trade of baking. And whether they're with Deviate or they leave us after they're trained, they're always going to have that trade. And we didn't know from the very beginning that we thought that people were going to leave after 6 months, but lots of people are staying. Lots of people want to continue staying because it's a safe environment. We close down at 3 o'clock, no later than 3 o'clock every day, so people could work their programs at night. They have a real social life and there's a real community that's built. So we feel like we need to try to figure out how to give them an opportunity to make more money and learn a trade. And so we're not expanding the bakery because it's the most profitable piece of our business. Matter of fact, it's the opposite of that. It's not profitable yet, but we're just going to trust that it's the right thing to do because it's helping people and advancing them. So we're going to continue to do it.
Well, Rob, I know I'm going to make everyone hungry with this next question. Please tell us about the menu of life-changing food. What types of handcrafted foods can you highlight that are prepared and served there at Deviate?
Yeah, it all starts with the bakery. And so we offer, you know, fresh brioche buns, sourdough bread, southern biscuits, croissants. We have these wonderful cinnamon rolls that are all made of laminated dough, which is croissant dough. And then that's the basis. So that's the starting point for everything else we do. We do the best burger in town, and we even name it the best burger in town with the fresh brioche buns. We can do an egg sandwich or a ham and apple butter sandwich on a southern biscuit. We can do the best veggie sandwich with Mediterranean vegetables and jalapeno hummus. We also do great salads. We do great tacos. And we do all handcrafted food. And we try to build pride in our staff members, knowing that it's from scratch, knowing it's harder to do it that way, but knowing that hopefully we're doing it 20% better than our competition.
Well, you definitely succeeded in making us all hungry. How can our local listening audience experience Deviate Kitchen, and what are your hours and location?
Yeah, so we're on South Broadway. So Broadway coming out of downtown, you would turn right just before you got to the intersection where it's Virginia on the left or Red Mile on the right. We're across the street from Starbucks, right next door to Pi 5. And our hours of operation are 7 o'clock weekdays until 2:30 in the afternoon. We're only open breakfast, brunch, and lunch. And then on the weekends, we're opened at 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. And that's 7 days a week.
So how did you come up with the name Deviate Kitchen?
Well, I have a childhood friend whose parents actually introduced my parents to each other in California, where my wife and I grew up. And between he, his wife, my wife, Diane, and I, we kind of came up with the name and the logo. And the idea is that you want to deviate from your past lifestyle. And we like it because it's not obvious. What's deviate? You know, people just get stuck with the alphabet and the number. And when they say it fast or it sinks in after about 6 months, and it's really fun when they come back and they said, I just got it. It's deviate. And so it's a fun little play on words. And that's the idea behind it.
Wow. Well, how many employees do you employ there at Deviate?
Yeah, we have 26 staff members and 23 are in active recovery.
Great. And for those listeners who might not be able to visit in person, where can our listeners find more information about Deviate Kitchen and the great things that you're doing there?
Well, we have our website at deviatekitchen.com, and our Facebook page, our Instagram page is at Deviate Kitchen. And you can find out information there.
Rob, thank you again for your time with us today and for sharing about Deviate Kitchen and its important mission, not only serving quality food, but to offer opportunities to help give second chances through on-the-job vocational training.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
We'll look forward to seeing more about the positive impacts Deviate Kitchen is making in our communities. To our audience, to revisit the menu, location, hours, and how to make a gift to help this mission, visit Deviate Kitchen at their website at dv8kitchen.com. That's dv8kitchen.com. Thank you for connecting with us today and listening to this podcast. You're welcome to join the conversation by leaving comments, and please share today's podcast in your social media streams to help us broaden the conversation. Follow us on social media. Until next time, thank you.